From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport is open again after Tuesday's suicide attack that killed 41 people and injured at least 140 others. In a statement from the airport, Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said, "Our airport has been open to flights and departures from 2:20 a.m. on." It was 10 p.m. local time when two attackers with automatic weapons opened fire at a security checkpoint before blowing themselves up. A third bomber detonated outside. Some passengers arriving in New York said they barely escaped the attack.
"I can't believe it. That, you know, I feel like, how are we alive? Like, you know, if the flight was delayed 2 hours, we would have been exactly in that spot."
So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. European leaders are in Brussels for a second day of meetings on Britain's pending departure from the European Union. British Prime Minister David Cameron met with EU leaders for the first time yesterday since Brits voted to quit the union, and he urged both sides to cooperate as much as possible. But as Lisa Bryant reports, EU leaders aren't having it.
EU leaders sent their own message to Britain: don't expect special treatment once you leave, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Leaders now turn to a future without Britain, and amid widespread calls to re-energize and reinvent a European project that began after World War II. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Italy's Navy is raising the wreckage of a boat believed to have carried at least 700 African migrants today. It sank in April of last year. Only 28 people are known to have survived the wreckage. The Navy has recovered about 100 bodies so far, but many more, including women and children, are feared locked below the deck. This is VOA News. Volkswagen has agreed to a nearly $15 billion settlement of consumer and environmental claims related to its emissions rigging scandal that broke last September in the United States. But Deputy U.S. Attorney General Sally Yates says the settlement does not end the case against Volkswagen.
"But they were very concerned.
While this announcement is an important step forward in achieving justice for the American people, let me be clear. It is by no means the last step. The settlements do not resolve the government's pending claims for civil penalties under the Clean Air Act, nor do they resolve pending claims concerning the 3-liter diesel vehicles. In addition, the settlements do not address any potential criminal liability."
A U.S. district judge in San Francisco will hold a hearing on July 26 to determine whether to grant preliminary approval of the settlements. Toyota is recalling more than 3 million vehicles around the world for faulty airbags and defective emissions control units. The Japanese lawmaker's latest recall of 2.5 million vehicles for emissions control unit defects comes only hours after it recalled 1.5 million other cars for potentially dangerous side airbags. The Japanese automaker said Wednesday the recall is for models of the Prius Hybrid, plug-in, and the Lexus CT200. Toyota says the recall is not related to Takata, the airbag supplier responsible for massive recalls over the past several months. The U.S. Justice Department is beginning a new program to train more than 28,000 federal law enforcement agents, prosecutors, and other staff to recognize and address what it calls unconscious bias in their work. The training will include issues of race, ethnicity, gender, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, and socioeconomic status. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates said the department has a responsibility to ensure the criminal justice system is fair. Climate change will be a priority during President Barack Obama's discussions in Canada today at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa. The U.S. and Canada have already committed to cutting methane gas emissions by 40% to 45% below 2012 levels over the next decade, preserving more land and marine areas of the Arctic, and speeding the development of green technologies. Trade is also high on the agenda today. Mexico and Canada are two of the U.S. top three trading partners. Canada was the U.S. largest export market last year. And a sad story today, Scotty Moore, the pioneering rock and roll guitarist who backed Elvis Presley in his early hits, died Tuesday at the age of 84. Moore was playing in a local country western band in Memphis, Tennessee in 1954 when Sam Phillips, the owner of Sun Records, asked him to work with 19-year-old Presley. The next day, they went into the studio and recorded That's All Right, one of Elvis' breakthrough hits. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.